relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First. And I'd like to introduce our very special guest host, Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I am Kurt Schlichter, and I am proud to be here in the command seat here at the Seb Gorka Bunker. Well, a adjunct Seb Gorka Bunker. I'm a Californian. I'm out on the West Coast, so I'm giving you that dynamic perspective from the Pacific. Yeah, from California, which formerly is the Golden State, and now it's kind of the Golden Brown State, mostly because of the homeless, but we're not going down that road. We do have a lot of other traumas to get to. But first, let me introduce myself for those of you who are terribly informed and don't know who I am already. I am the senior columnist at townhall.com. I write a column every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Thursday. I also do a little podcast called Unredacted, where I am not fettered and constrained by the strictures and rules of the FCC. You see, profanity was kind of a thing because I spent 27 years in the Army. I was an infantry officer, did some other things, served in Desert Storm, mobilized for Kosovo after 9/11, was in the L.A. riots. That was fun. No, not rioting. I was with the Army suppressing rioters. That's why when people start talking about my insurrection as a riot, I kind of giggle because I didn't see anything on fire. I didn't hear any gunfire. What if you have how do you have an armed insurrection if nobody's armed? These are questions I'm just here to ask. You know, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness on 50,000 watts. Okay, I do some other things. I'm also a trial lawyer, and I'm the author of some books. And I know they're favorites of Dr. Gorka. The Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels starring with People's Republic, Indian Country, Wildfire Collapse, and my latest, Crisis, which got all the way to number 29 on all of Amazon. Thank you, people, very much. I guess there is a market out there for books that bash liberals and talk a lot about guns. By the way, my favorite caliber is 45. Thank you very much. Okay. We've got so much stuff going on. I only have a short segment here because I'm bringing you quality guests. We got Liz Sheld coming in. We got Jim Hansen coming in. A little later, Ambassador Rick Grenell is going to stop by. So we got some great stuff. But I've got about 5 minutes to tell you everything that's going on. And it's all chaos. Did you see John Cena? Is that how you pronounce it? Cena? C-E-N-A? It's this big wrestling guy, and he's kind of a movie star in, you know, those Merchant on Ivory pictures about butlers and stuff in Britain. No, wait, no. I'm sorry. He's in, like, Fast and Furious 15, more furiouser. He comes out with a video the other day because he said Taiwan is a country, referred to Taiwan as a country. And his masters, the Red Chinese, apparently got really mad. So he records this Chinese video, right, where he's talking in Mandarin. And I had a friend who actually speaks Mandarin. He says, yeah, he speaks Mandarin, just badly. But he's apologizing from the bottom of his heart for calling Taiwan a country. Hey, way to treat an ally. That's great. You know, I don't know. I'm old-fashioned, right? I believe in, like, norms and rules and customs. And you don't side with a communist government ever, okay? Not hard and fast rule. I know I'm inflexible, but you never side with the commies against the free people. But apparently Hollywood, and I'm quite near Hollywood. I drove by Universal and Disney and ABC and NBC coming in here to the studio. Out in Hollywood, though, they know who the boss is. And the bosses are in Peking. Yeah, I said Peking. It's not Beijing to me. And it's not Mumbai. It's Bombay. I refuse to change anything. Don't get me started on Burma versus Myanmar. All right? That's a road we don't want to take. We don't have time. Okay. Don't ever side with the commies. And here's another rule that we used to have. And I liked it, but apparently it's not working out for President Asterisk and his administration. It's government should not take sides in political battles. Right? So why the hell are Black Lives Matter signs hanging off of United States embassies? Because I'm part of the United States and you're part of the United States and you don't support that neo-Marxist organization that wants to destroy the nuclear family, crush capitalism, and defund the police. I'm pretty sure you don't. If you do, I've got to tell you, this is going to be a long 3 hours for you. Okay, why is a sign of a political movement on the side of a building that represents all of us? What about the norms? I was told there were norms, people, norms and customs. And it was Donald Trump who was breaking them. But Donald Trump, well, he's not here anymore, is he? Just saying. Okay. We shouldn't be doing this. But if this is the new rule, and I am a big believer in enforcing the new rules, folks. I believe that we enforce it good and hard right down their throats. As you can see, I'm remaining FCC compliant. I'm pretty proud of myself. We jam them right down their throats. So when President DeSantis in 2025 orders that the Gadsden flag be flown from every embassy, I don't want to hear any complaining. I don't want to hear any whining. I don't want to hear any sniffling because that's the new rule. Because if you're in power, you get to use government agencies to promote your favorite agenda. That is the rule, right? That is the rule. I was informed it's the rule. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Rules only apply to limit us. Rules don't apply to limit them. So, I don't get it. Well, I kind of do get it. I do get it. And you get it, too. They can't win with arguments. They can't win by pointing to accomplishments. What has President Asterisk accomplished? Well, he's made Jimmy Carter not the worst president of the last 100 years. In 5 months, this desiccated old zombie has managed to recreate Middle East violence. He's brought back gas lines. I'm old enough to remember them from round one. We got inflation coming. He's managed to do all that in just 5 months. What do you think he's going to do in the last 6 months or the next 6 months, which could be the last 6 months? You can just see Kamala out there going, come on, I sent you up some cookies. Just bite one. Just take one. It's good. Yum. She wants to be present so bad she can taste it. And how can you tell? Because you never see her. You never see her. She's hiding because every time people see her, they despise her. And every time they see President Asterisk, they're like, what the hell is this guy saying? You know, he came out the other day and he wanders into this verbal tangent. And people are just kind of scratching their heads and they're like, that's enough. Out. Let's go. I'm not allowed to answer any questions. Okay, come on, Mr. President. Matlock's on. I'll get you some mush, your shawl, put you in the rocker. You can watch your stories. That's where we're at. That's where we're at right now. We got Hollywood giving in to the communists. We got communist organizations getting free propaganda from our government. And we got a president who's out to lunch. And we also got UFOs. And I'm going to tell you what the UFOs are right now. The UFOs are American test aircraft. Now, how does Kurt know that? I don't know that. But I don't think they're aliens, because frankly, why would an alien want to come here? And I don't think they're Russian or Chinese, because the only time they get good stuff is when they steal it from us. So we would have to have in the first place, which would make it ours. Either that, or they're birds, or the new woke military is also doing drugs. It's one of those. Anyway, glad to have you here. We're here for 3 hours today and 3 hours tomorrow. I got Liz Scheld of American Greatness coming up. You're going to want to stick around for all of it. I'm Kurt Schlichter, hosting for the great Dr. Seth Gorka on America First.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We're back on America First with some bumper music from the 80s, Huey Lewis and the News, that is better than anything Richard Marx ever produced. We'll be talking about him a little later. But first, I want to get to my friend and an editor at American Greatness, Liz Scheld. Liz, you have a bombshell article on your morning report today. Let us in on the secret.
Well, I wrote about this narrative whiplash that we all have been exposed to in the last week, where we are, in fact, allowed to wonder, we're allowed to wonder if the coronavirus, the China virus, came from the Wuhan lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Whereas previously, for the last year and a half, we were not allowed to ask questions or say anything on social media. We were totally censored. And there's just been a complete sea change, curiously, post-election, once Trump was out of office. And now the media is investigating. They're taking it seriously, even though we were all told for months that this it had been debunked. And St. Anthony Fauci, who... I'm sure, blessed be upon him, or peace be upon him, whatever.
Oh, he's a hideous little gnome.
He's awful. And I make the point that it's very likely that Fauci was aware of this classified information that indicated a strong probability that this did come from a lab. It didn't come from a bat, and that was eaten in a wet market. And even though Trump had come out and said he thought it came from a lab, and Pompeo came out and said he had seen evidence that made it very likely it came from a lab. And I think Fauci knew the same things they did. Why would he not have that intelligence? And yet he didn't come to their defense. He played otherwise. And then just this weekend, he's out parading around saying, oh, no, we need to investigate where this virus came from.
You know, Fauci changes his mind more than a sophomore girl at Wellesley changes her gender identity. I mean, it's like every day it's something new.
Yes. And the reason for that is because there's no consequences for being inconsistent.
No.
There are consequences, but none.
Yeah,
that
just dead people.
About.
Yeah, they don't care about.
He doesn't care about the fact that the public has very little trust left in the public health for the public health space and public health professionals, because we've been yanked around for a year with inconsistent messaging. But, you know, still he's on CNN, MSNBC. He goes to movie premieres and the glamorous life. So, you know, in that sense, I guess it was worth it for him. But people who are really looking for information and guidance, and public health is a critical area where the regular average person just doesn't have that kind of specialized knowledge. So where are they going to go? Well, they look to these public health experts whose salaries we've been paying for our lifetimes. And we can't get a straight answer. We get a different answer every time.
Exactly. Terrible. And the thing gets me is, in your article in American Greatness today, AmericanGreatness.com, you point out that, like, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times is like, well, you can't blame us for not believing it. Trump said it was true.
Right. That is just really a pathetic, a pathetic response, because Trump, they never took Trump seriously. And what Haberman indicated was that, you know, because of all the lies, he burned the bridges. Nobody believed him. When did they ever believe him? They were calling him a liar right away.
You know,
anything he said.
It's like that scene in Forrest Gump where the boyfriend explains why he's beating up Jenny, saying, yeah, it's not me, man. It's this war and that damned Lyndon Johnson.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And so Maggie Haberman and the author of the article that kind of let the cat out of the bag, which is like, well, we didn't believe it because Trump said it. And my response to that is, it's literally your job to investigate this kind of thing. You had one job, and that is to investigate these things. And they just dropped the ball. They were more than happy. And I'm sure it wasn't just Trump. I mean, these big corporate media empires have a very cozy relationship with China, and they don't want to risk that.
Well, as John Cena showed us today, did you see the have some dignity, dude.
Really, I made a comment on Twitter I can't repeat on the air about that, but you can go look it up in my timeline. And
at Star Chambermaid.
Really, yes, it was just pathetic that he came out and made that statement. I think a lot of people who aren't aware of this very cozy relationship that Hollywood and entertainment has with China, they're very much dependent on Chinese money for these films going over and making money in China. And so they have to tread very lightly, far more lightly than they would tread with people here in this country. They have no problem demonizing or ridiculing or dehumanizing on social media regularly.
But boy, if you call Taiwan a country, you're going to be apologizing and apologizing and apologizing. So,
yep.
Liz, what else? Oh, go on.
Oh, it reminded me of the World Health Organization official who refused to say that Taiwan was a country to, like, from a representative of Taiwan, because also the World Health Organization has a very chummy relationship with China. So we have woven a very tangled web.
Let me burn a bridge here. Taiwan is a country.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
Oh, now I got to learn Chinese so I can grovel. I mean, this guy's like 500 pounds, right? He can bench press a Buick, and he's sitting there on film just go, I'm so sorry. It's like, dude. Well,
it's written in his contract that he has to do. I mean, but it's literally written in his contract. So he, you know, I'm sure if he didn't make things nice,
well,
he
God, if only there was a
dude for that.
If there was only a lawyer in Los Angeles who would defend that breach of contract.
Are you available?
How much has he got?
You're available.
Anyway, Liz Schelt, we're almost out of time. Where can we find you, and what's next?
Well, you can find me at amgreatness, amgreatness.com, and I'm at Twitter on Star Chambermaid. And what's next is whatever hits the news cycle, I'm always watching, and every morning I write a little summary of the big news stories of the day, so it's a good way to start off your day.
Can people sign up for that by email?
Not yet. We're not there yet. But soon. But follow me on Twitter. I tweet out my stuff.
Definitely follow the great Liz Schelt on Twitter. I highly recommend her.
Thank you.
Is outstanding in every single way. And she will never apologize to China. Never once.
No.
Oh, Liz. I mean, we're running out of time, but I almost forgot to talk about Richard Marx.
Who?
Exactly. Exactly, Liz.
Who?
You've got it. Exactly who.
This guy needs, obviously this is somebody who just needs their 15 minutes of fame, and they're going to do it by.
Well, he had one in 1986, I think.
He
played a song that was probably.
I just looked him up. He does jingles for Nestle and stuff. So maybe that's where I know his name from. I don't know.
Well, look, I'll give Richard Marx this. He's only the second worst Marx out there. This is Kurt Schlichter on America First, sitting in for the great Dr. Seb Gorka. Stick around, because we have Jim Hansen, who's Special Forces. So you know this is going to go wild.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics ready configurations, the class leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11 plus 1 with the standard magazine and 13 plus 1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with the one and only Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Kurt Schlichter here. Once again, I've got some 80s bumper music by Madness, Our House, a song you actually like, as opposed to something from Richard Marx. I want to do a special shout out to the many, many people out there watching us live on Rumble. I'm waving now. This is me waving. And, of course, to my pal Mitch Silberman here in the Valley. How you doing, Mitch? Okay, let's get serious for a second. I want to ask for you guys' help. And first of all, as an Army colonel, when you're an officer, when you're a non-commissioned officer, you are supposed to lead from the front. I have led from the front. I wrote a check. Well, actually, I did online, but you get the point. I refuse to ask. I never asked my men to do anything I wasn't willing to do, and I'm not going to ask you to do anything I'm not willing to do. This is about Angel Tree Camp. Now, Seb's been telling you about our annual campaign to help Angel Tree Camp for about a week now, and how a gift from you provides a child with a mom or dad in prison with a special life-changing week of fresh air, the gospel, and the chance to escape from bad neighborhoods and hot cities where they face dangers from drugs and gangs. Look, we are tough on social programs as conservatives, but that doesn't mean there aren't people out there who need help, and no one needs help more than an innocent kid whose mom or dad's caught up in the justice system. as Jennifer from Angel Tree Camp tells us, all these problems these kids face, all the challenges, they melt away when the kids arrive at camp.
Getting to see the kids is so encouraging. God is at work. Their little hearts are open and they need hope. And I think that's what I've heard in every story that the kids have shared, is that there is hope, and that's in Christ. So it's life changing.
Look, a gift of just $200 will literally transform one of these kids' lives. And I'm asking for your help today. Again, I led the way. I did it myself. If you can't donate $200, your gift in any amount will be combined with others to help send a kid who's a child of a prisoner to camp for a week. Please help Dr. Gorka turn these lives around for these boys and girls by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift of just $200 sends a deserving boy or girl to Angel Tree Camp for an entire week. Just go to SebGorka.com and click the Angel Tree banner. It's that easy. But if you want to, you can phone in your gift to 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. I did. What's your excuse? And now, speaking of excuses, wow, that's the worst segue ever. I got my friend Jim Hansen, former Special Forces Security Studies Group, author of a new book, blurred by one of the greatest literary minds of our generation. How you doing, Jim?
Life is good. Curtis, my friend, I must tell you, I am sitting in the chair normally occupied by Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Dr. Gorka!
The power radiating from this microphone stand, this Elvis microphone, fills me with the ability to tell your listeners the truth. Let's do this.
Well, you know, I'd be tempted to sing Richard Marx tunes in Dr. Gorka voice, if I actually knew any. Now, why are we talking about this Richard Marx? Who the hell's Richard Marx? Well, first, ask your dad. But why are we talking about this one-hit blunder? It's because he tweeted something where he said, and I want to make sure I got it right, because it's important to be accurate here. He said to... I'll say it again. If I ever meet Rand Paul's neighbor, I'm going to hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume.
Why is it always the wimpy little twerps who want to talk big smack?
I know, mullet boy.
Can
mullet
I get
boy
you a
wants
drink?
To throw down.
I'll get you a drink if you beat somebody up.
Yeah, it's probably a cosmopolitan.
cosmopolitan.
But of course, right after this, some idiot sends a scary white powder to Rand Paul. Now, Rand Paul's been shot at by a Democrat. He's had his lung punctured by a Democrat. And now he's got a Democrat who had a song years ago, which I still don't know. I thought Richard Marx was the guy who sang St. Elmo's Fire for a while.
No,
but
not even nearly not. That good.
Yeah. But it's, you know... Why is it suddenly okay to threaten people with violence?
Because the left gets liberal privilege. See, what everything boils down to projection. Anytime the left is talking about us and they're saying bad things and we're dangerous and this and that, they're projecting. Now, in a lot of these cases, the violent stuff, they're projecting and dreaming in a fantasy world because they couldn't even do it.
But they probably couldn't. Now, Jim Hansen, I'm keeping you for the next segment. We're going to talk about your book, The Second Civil War, and how to win it without firing a shot. Everybody, stick around. This is America First.
America First. Magnificent.
Wow, this is Kurt Schlichter sitting in for Dr. Seb Gorka. Yet another song that is better than any song by Richard Marx, none of which I know. Why is Richard Marx in the news? Have we gone back in time to 1986? No, he had some violent words directed at Rand Paul, and sure enough, the next day somebody sends a mysterious white powder to Rand Paul's house. Coincidence? You be the judge. Now, I've got in the studio my pal Jim Hansen. He is the author of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot, a new book that is getting a lot of attention, in some cases, by raving communist lunatics.
Oh,
Jim,
yeah.
What's up with that?
This guy, I think his name's Michelangelo Signorelli. And he's a gay activist.
So he's Bulgarian.
He's Bulgarian-ish, you know, somewhere in the southern European area. he hosts a Sirius XM show, and he does all kinds of stuff. But he wrote a piece at Raw Story where he tried to take
Even a website?
It's like whatever Gawker became. You know what I mean? It's like the sub-Gawker genre of
sub-Gawker.
Garbage literature. Yeah, just a step below BuzzFeed in the garbage chain. But he wrote a piece where he was trying to claim that because the book says Winning the Second Civil War, that the MAGA crowd, led by me as the planner, are now plotting a Second Civil War. And he claimed just because it says without firing a shot, that's in smaller type than the real headline, so we're actually using that as a dog whistle. So new
dog whistle.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, as somebody who was smarter than me on Twitter pointed out, how come the, you know, what does that make all the people who hear these dog whistles?
Yeah, racists. I think that's how that works. If you're hearing dog whistles, you're a racist.
I mean, he hears the dog whistle.
Right, I know. He's a canine racist.
Well, no doubt.
An anti-humanist racist.
Probably a poodle.
But again, projection. That's the left. It's projection.
Now, you did have a magnificent blurb on the cover by a great American. Former Green Beret Jim Hansen knows about insurgencies. If we're wise enough to follow his advice, we'll win this war without there being any war at all. Damn.
The guy,
I don't know who that guy
that.
Is, but he's great.
He's somebody that the Pentagon should consider not hiring because they would suck all the life out of him.
I don't think that guy, who is me for the slow kids on the short bus out there.
Well, buy the book and you'll know.
But I would not have approved, a Corporal Has Two Mommies ad campaign.
No, dude, that was
not
so
would
bad.
Not. Now you were a non-commissioned officer, so you worked for a living. I was
allegedly.
A colonel. I wouldn't know better, but these guys. Holy cow. I'm looking at that going, who's the demographic they're trying to appeal to? People, you know, gender studies majors at Oberlin want to find themselves? I don't think that makes up a substantial part of America's Army.
And here's the thing. Okay, I will acknowledge that there are soft skills in the military and that there are probably people with two mommies who would do tremendously well in those soft skill areas. But when you start using the military as a laboratory for social engineering as opposed to a deterrent for our enemies, you fundamentally make all of us in the world less safe. And they need to knock it off. Their mission is not wokeness. They actually, Lloyd Austin put out a memo saying that the military's job now includes being ambassadors for LGBTQRSTUV worldwide when they deploy. No, dude, no. That's
I don't
not
remember
the
voting
job.
For that.
I voted against that, but we lost.
I was very firmly against it.
Well, that's why we got to vote harder next time.
Well, look, I don't know who we are to doubt these military geniuses. After all, they haven't won a war in 20 years.
It's been a long time, man.
I was in the last win they won. Desert Storm.
Desert Storm was a win, but
I ran a heavily armed car wash. Yeah. I remember it vividly.
My wife was on the fourth bird into country when that thing went with the 18th Airborne Corps.
Yep.
She's a savage.
Yeah, she did cool stuff. Me? No. I Simonized things.
Well, here's the thing, though, about the whole concept of the military is the reason they do it is because they can force them to. They can order people to do things that they can't order regular people to do. So right now they've decided their whole woke agenda, hey, if we push it into the military, we can show that it's legal to do and we can convince people maybe it's not as bad as we said. Well, instead, we got that garbage animated commercial and now everyone's laughing at them.
Hysterically. I mean, can you imagine Putin laughing at that? Can you imagine Z over there going, what
exactly.
the hell?
The mullahs are giggling.
It's really quite remarkable that our military has done this. But here's the thing. As you know, soldiers do what the commander checks, right?
Yeah.
If the commander says my priority is maintenance, soldiers are going to be doing maintenance. If the commander says my priority is wokeness, they're going to do wokeness.
Yeah.
But
they mean, yeah, go ahead.
we can bring it back. And quickly, because if you have a president, like, I don't know, President DeSantis, he can say, my priorities were fighting. Hey, new Joint Chiefs of Staff, because I fired all the other ones. In fact, I fired everyone 07 and up.
There you go.
And invited a couple back. We're not doing wokeness. We're doing war fighting. Mm-hmm. And see, here's the thing. I think Donald Trump, look, I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump, but he made some mistakes. And one of them was being impressed by generals.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, no, and your point is perfect, and that's one of the themes of the book is we have to now pay attention to things we didn't want to. So we have to run the right candidates. We have to back them. We have to do all of these things, or we let the left keep the control they stole over all of our big institutions, academia, culture, and the military, and the permanent bureaucracy of the government. We got to take those back. We don't have to like it. I hate politicians. But we both know you're going to have a good politician to be on the show later with Robbie Starbuck. You got to find people willing to put their skin in the game. And then the rest of us who aren't going to do that have to back them. And we get guys like him in power. We get DeSantis in power. And we can shred the woke agenda and burn it in the town square.
Oh, I love when you talk like that. That's your special forces talk. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why okay. We took the fire starting class.
Well, Jim Hansen, you always bring the fire, and I think our candidate next time, he needs to bring the fire. He needs to be woke. He needs to understand that this is an existential fight and devote the time necessary to rooting this poison out of our bureaucracy, because it's our bureaucracy. I'll be right back with Jim Hansen. This is Kurt Schlichter sitting in for the great Dr. Gorka on America First.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We are back with Jim Hansen, author of the new book, the second... God damn, I'm doing it again. Jim, tell me the title.
The book is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot.
That's
blurred
what I thought.
By Kurt Schlichter on the cover, which you would think would make him remember the title, but
You would think. Okay, let's get on to something important besides my growing Bidenhood, as I begin forgetting stuff. Tell me what attributes does our next woke president need, and I mean conservative woke, not commie woke.
Based president is going
Based
to be
president.
All right. Let's put President DeSantis and Vice President Grinnell, who's coming up, in the hot seat.
I'd buy that.
I want a wartime domestic president. All right? We're at war. I wrote the book because we're trying to avoid a shooting war. That means we have to use all of the constitutional tools at our disposal to shut these people down. First thing I want Congress to impeach Biden. And I don't care what for. I don't care it's for jaywalking. Because any crime Congress deems a high crime or misdemeanor is a high crime or misdemeanor. They did it twice to Trump, and we need to show them that payback's a medevac. So impeach him. Let's do that first. Then the president needs to just start ripping the permanent bureaucracy out by the roots. Fire everybody at, what, SES2, you know, it's the senior executive level at every agency, because they've been sitting there making this country suck for decades. Time to stop. Make them feel the pain. Pull out their weapons, and then start putting our people behind the levers of power.
You know, one of the things, Jim Hansen, that, look, I like Trump, but personnel was a problem.
Yeah.
We have to correctly assess, and sometimes that means being critical. He was not good at personnel because he trusted the wrong people. But now we have a cadre of people who have been in an administration, who've been tested, and who understand this is an existential knife fight.
And let's start. I mean, Sean Connery, let's go Untouchables. They bring a knife. We bring an M1 Abrams tank. We bring an A-10 Warthog going. Brr, brr. Let's just shred them. And all this is figurative because of people like Signorelli who want to pretend I'm talking a real civil war.
We don't have to attack you with an A-10.
We don't have to shoot them. We can beat them at this game. We're not about to lose to a bunch of soy latte drinking, arugula nibbling pajama boys. Ain't gonna happen.
Here's what we got to do. We got to go out and convince more Americans to vote for our policies.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, the best salesman for our policies is that desiccated old zombie in the White House. We've got to go to our legislatures and ensure we have election security.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that. You can tell by the liberals screaming. And we've got to use the courts, many of which have Trump appointees who will fairly adjudicate disputes. That's what we have to do. Jim Hansen, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate all of you listening, especially you folks on Rumble. I'm waving right now. Stick around. We have a very special guest next hour. I'll talk to you soon.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.